I can just imagine, because I know how my mom makes biscuits.
Mm. Yeah, it's the end of that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, how would you get the pigs? Would Papa have to go to town to get them?
Well, sometimes, you might buy a pig from a neighbor that had a sow or two, or maybe just one. But most of the time, we had at least one sow and one male boar pig, hog. And he would raise his own pigs. Like, the sow would have a litter of 10. And of course, we grew corn, and we'd feed that corn to the hogs as well as the mules and cows too. And he would sell these hogs dressed to local grocery stores. Of course, the ones in town were the only ones that had butcher shops, but. As usual rule, I remember a dressed hog that would dress, say, 150 pounds would bring $10, and that would buy lots of our necessities at that time. $10.
So that's one way you got in money.
Yeah.
How would you pay like people that work on the land?
Most of the time. Day labor was 50 cents to a dollar, and you had to be awful good farmhand to get a dollar a day. And cotton picking was like 25, 30 cents a hundred. You pick cotton by the pound. And it takes a good cotton picker to pick 200 pounds, so you're talking about 50-60 cents a day for picking cotton.
And
people
y'all have to hire?
At times, all we could get. I have seen 15 or 20 people picking in the field together.
His families?
Yeah, families and neighbors. And there was a lot of city people that had to resort to cotton picking and things like that for a livelihood, cause mills. For instance, the cotton mill at Jacksonville shut down, and it left the entire work crew without means of support at all. We had no food stamps, we had no welfare system at all. If you lost your job, you were you just hunted something else to do, or some other way to make it. And I remember a number of families helping us on the farm.
Where were those cabins?
We had a one-room house with a side room, and they would live in it till they could find something better. Sometimes they'd be there a good while, and sometimes it'd just be a few weeks. It was not sealed overhead or the walls, so yeah. It was very rough living, but it was a roof over their head. And they'd charge no rent, so they couldn't complain, mm-hmm. about the...
I wouldn't need it to them.
Yeah.
Do you remember like being in any social or membership, doing any membership things?
Each club come in to be in along while I was in grammar school, and I was a member of it, had a 4-H project every year, and always went to the Jubilee at the head in Anniston every year.
They had a Jubilee?
Yeah, it was a 4-H day. They would let us go to a movie, and then we'd have sack races and contests of different kinds, and they'd feed us a hot dog for lunch. I don't recall any soft drinks. I think we just had the hot dog and we had the drink, you know, just water. And, of course, later on when I got in high school, had vocational agriculture and had future farmers. And I participated in that pretty good. And got a state farmer's degree. And,
you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And applied for American farmers, but had too much competition out of the Midwest. I didn't even get there.
Hmm. I knew that you had won an award, I think, a clip. Your mother's hope chest of being an Austin.
We got Farmer of the Year in 16, Conservation Farmer of the Year, this area in 1969.
Yes. What was your raising here?
Chickens. We started into the broiler business in 1950 and have been actively involved in it ever since, consistently, and still are. And broilers, fryers, and roasters, and beef cattle.
I did have a pig at one time.
Yeah, it was just far on me, so.
I didn't know.
We have a group of pigs for commercials and commercial market in 30 years.
Mm-hmm. You remember when the war started?
Pretty much so. What really started it for us was Pearl Harbor from the Japs, December 7th, 1941, when they bombed Pearl Harbor. Was the real start of the war as far as the United States is concerned, but Europe had already been consumed by war, and things was looking pretty dim at that time. But in 1940, our defense program started, and that ended the Depression.
It just made it go away?
It just put money in circulation and created jobs. I know we'd had, after Roosevelt was elected president, WPA and PWA and CCC and NRA and all these things had probably helped. Without them, the country might have went down the drain, I don't know, but even 1939 was a very depressed year. But 1940, when the defense jobs were opened up, the depression disappeared quickly. I know Daddy was a part-time carpenter, and he went to work immediately and worked, done carpenter work, and I kind of run the farm all during the war. It was
13 years old?
Well, really I was 12 when to start, really when I was 12. But, I remember carrying my first bale of cotton to the gym by myself when I was 13.
How much did it bring?
8 cents a pound. See, the Depression had not, it had been 5 cents a pound during the hardest part of the Depression, but it was only 8 cents a pound in 1940, so it had just started to recover.
Not by much, though.
Well, compared 5 cents with eight, well, you got over a 50% increase, but even though 8 cents was not much either. $40 a day on the steak when it's fine.
Well, would that include the seeds too?
Yeah, that'd include the seeds too.
How could you afford to pay tenants?
Well, they'd be about 800 pounds of cottonseed from each bale of cotton. So, and replant, all we needed was about 200 pounds. So we would always save most of the, a good at least half of the seed, because we fed the cattle. The milk cows got cotton seed. It's good cow feed, cotton seed.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't
thought
about feeding the cows.
Yeah, it makes them give good milk and stay pretty and shiny. The oil in it.
Yeah.
Makes their hair real bright and shiny.
Well, so y'all would get out and y'all have this seed left over. And
yeah,
go
and
plant
we plant.
It.
Yeah.
How long did it take to plant?
Well, we farmed with mules. Now, they was one time during the Depression, we also had a yoke of oxen.
Oxen?
Yeah, we had a yoke of oxen for 2 or 3 years during the Depression.
Where'd y'all come up with those?
Well, it was very common, really. It was a very common thing. In fact, the government gave some folks oxen just so they could, you know, plow enough to make food. But we had two. I remember when I was too small to have much to do with them, because they was kind of honorary. But I remember that it plowed them quite a bit, and especially when they'd get hot, they'd liable to lay down right in the middle of the field. So, and you couldn't get them up. I've seen them start a fire on them, they still wouldn't get up. Go get broom sage and strike a match, you know.
Yeah.
Stick it under there, and sometimes they'd get up, but sometimes they wouldn't.
They didn't want to burn.
He wouldn't ever, you know, really burn them. He'd just make them think they were going to get burned. And I remember once or twice we had this creek run down through the farm, and one time in particular, I remember that he was working them double, and it was a hot day, and they decided they was going to the creek, and did, and carried the plow and him and all right down in the creek, and they laid down in it.
In the creek?
Yeah.
With the plow?
With the plow.
How'd y'all get them out?
Well, when they got cool, they was ready to go again.
So y'all had a trail all the way down to the creek.
Yeah, yeah.
That y'all didn't need.
Yeah.
There you go. You planned all the way down to the creek that day.
Yeah, it was close to the creek. And the steers knew that it was there. So they knew the creek was there.
Well, there was no tractors?
There was two Fordson tractors. And when I say Fordson, people that never saw one can't imagine really just how obsolete they would be in this day and time. But the tractors were very scarce, and they were them that was left over from the better days before the Depression, from like in the early 20s, mm-hmm. middle 20s. In fact, the Fordsons, I believe Henry Ford designed them and made them himself, and I believe about 1927 or 28 was when the last ones were made.
So along with making cars, he was making tractors?
Yeah. He had an experimental farm called Berry Farm up close to Rome, Georgia, and it's still up there. He done all of his experimental work and design work at. And that was the end result of his ingenuity, the Fordson tractor. It had a Model T Ford motor in it. It had steel wheels. It is very obsolete nowadays.
Don't run like a John Deere, huh?
No.